This is Apollo Control, 92 hours, 27 minutes into the mission of Apollo 16. Less than a minute away from Apollo 16's reappearance around the eastern limb of the moon on lunar orbit number 10. On this next front side pass, the main concern of the crew will be transferring quite a few of the pieces of gear and equipment into the lunar module, getting the lunar module prepared for the descent and landing at the Descartes landing site. Minutes away. We may be a few moments late getting acquisition because of the apparent position of the high-gain antenna as seen on the ground by the communications officer. Waiting for confirmation of acquisition of signal by the tracking network. Flight Director Jerry Griffin is polling all of his flight controllers on the current status and preparation for the landing phase, getting all the details worked out, any minor problems the different positions, console positions might have.
Standing by.
Hello, Jim.
Morning.
We're in the process of a little seat donning here, and got one problem. I went to retract the mass spectrometer, and gamma ray boom came in fine, but the mass spectrometer boom indicates barber pole and has stayed barber pole in 10 minutes. I went ahead and enabled the jets, and I'd like you to take a look at the telemetry talk back on the boom and see if you can suggest something for me to do.
Okay, we copy
that. It's a barber pole. It's a total barber pole.
We copy, Ken.
Okay.
This is Houston. We're wondering if you've gone through the malfunction procedure and for that boom retraction on page 1-24 of the systems handbook.
Well, I looked and didn't find one that was appropriate.
Okay, I guess you're right, Ken.
Busy, as you know, Jim, and so I'd really appreciate it if you could talk me through whatever steps you want.
Okay, I understand. 16, this is Houston. We'd like you to put the mass spec boom switch to the off position. That's if it's not there already.
Okay, I'll do that, and when I do, it goes to...
I understand it goes to gray.
That's affirmative.